With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Until his retirement in 1985, Ray Walters was an editor with the New York Times Sunday Book Review and wrote a weekly column called Paperback Talk. Before joining the Times in 1958, he was with the Saturday Review of Literature. Ray Walters' boyhood ambition was to become a book publisher, a dream that was never fulfilled.
In a way, it was just as well, I think, because I could sit on the sidelines and smirk and think of the mistakes all these people were making and so on.
Walters says that one of the mistakes being made in paperback publishing is that books are simply unloaded on the market and often fail to reach the right customer. Walters notes that books that sell on Fifth Avenue don't necessarily sell on Eighth, and that drugstores, newsstands, and stationery shops that peddle paperbacks often wind up with a lot of unsold books.
The owners of these stores don't know anything about books. They just put a lot of book racks and hope that enough of them will sell to make the whole thing pay off.
The problem is compounded by the paperback distributors who also don't know anything about books and make little or no effort to ship books selectively. Walters also believes that paperback books cost too much, with paperbacks and hardcover prices closer than ever.
Many people used to buy three or four paperbacks at one time. Now they think a lot and then maybe they'll end up buying one.
In all, however, Ray Walters sees the publishing industry as healthy and fascinating because of its independent nature.
Compared to something like the automobile industry, it's small, but it's much more interesting.
Retired New York Times book editor Ray Walters, a longtime observer of the publishing scene. Academy Chicago published his book, Paperback Talk. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Ray Walters' book, Paperback Talk, is virtually a history of the publishing industry over the past 45 years. The title comes from the column Walters wrote for the New York Times Sunday Book Review until his retirement in 1985. The Times Book Review is the most influential in the United States, but Ray Walters notes that the Times pretty well has the market to itself.
At one time, there used to be a lot of newspapers in New York City, and every one of them had a weekly book section. Now, we're the only one.
The tabloids, with their lurid headlines and jackpot games, have extensive coverage of show business, but nothing about books. Television doesn't even try to review or report on books, and radio isn't much better. But Ray Walters notes that there is a new wrinkle in book promotion, the author interview on radio and TV, which can now be done efficiently because of convenient and cheap air travel.
At one time, an author would have a book published. He might, if he lived out of the city, come to New York. The publisher would throw a party, and all of these local book editors would be invited. And in his own hometown, there'd be a party at the local bookstore, and that was it.
Ray Walters is not especially pleased with the conglomerates that now dominate the publishing industry.
The old spirit of publishing was you published a book because you felt it should be published.
The conglomerates with their MBAs refer to books as the product. However, Walters says a lot of mom-and-pop publishing operations have sprung up.
Their heart is in publishing. It's a way of life rather than a way to get rich.
In fact, Walters describes his own publisher, Academy Chicago, as a mom-and-pop operation. It published Paperback Talk by former New York Times Book Review editor Ray Walters in both hardcover and, of course, paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.